This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.
This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, The Happy Station Show. Hello, everyone. Hello, everywhere. Welcome to The Happy Station Show on the air once again on shortwave for listeners in North America. On 9955 kilohertz in the 31-meter band via Radio Miami International. And, of course, to listeners around the world via their website at www.wrmi.net. And now I can't really say good morning, even though it is morning in the U.S. right now. But I should say good morning, good evening, good afternoon, because apparently this signal is traveling at 15 hours UTC, a lot further than a lot of people may have expected. But that is the case, nevertheless. So good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to anyone listening at this very moment, either on shortwave or via the web stream. We actually have a lot of things to get to today. Again, packed program again. And just as I was coming into the studio to record today's show, I was debating how and what should I cut. So there's some things that I had to drop, but I'll leave them for the next time. And you're probably wondering, wait a second, I tried to tune in today at 1 hour UTC, but you weren't there. Well, the reason for that is because there was a special program for Earth Day in the U.S. that was broadcast on WRMI via Radio Miami International. So we were preempted for the 1 hour UTC program. But don't worry, because next week we will be here at the 1 hour UTC and 15 hour UTC time slot. Okay, so I'm going to do try to do anyway, a little bit less talking. Even though some people say I don't talk enough. I must wonder what planet you're from, because I have a mouth that just won't stop sometimes, which could be good, and it can also be bad. As, you know, I don't know about you. You see, I'm doing it right now, but very quickly, I have friends of mine, and if I'm talking to them on the phone or something, I will always say, oh, I've got to get going right now because I have something else to do, and then I end up saying, one more thing, and an hour goes by. Oh, I have to try to find some way to stop that. Anyway, let's kick off with a song that some people are wondering when I was going to play it, because considering the show is coming to you from Taipei, Taiwan, they said, well, if it's coming from Asia, you should play that song at some point. And I thought today would be the perfect time to do it. Here's On a Slow Boat to China, K-Star Moving on the Happy Station and La Estación de la Alegría.
China, all to myself, all alone. Get you and keep you in my arms evermore. Leave all your lovers on that faraway shore. Out on the briny with a moon so big and shiny.
K-Star on a Slow Boat to China, beginning today's edition of the Happy Station Show, coming to you from Taipei, Taiwan. And the past 2 weeks have been getting hotter and hotter. We're now leaving the springtime, and springtime in Taipei is extremely comfortable and quite beautiful. But it's so short that one day outside it's maybe 20 degrees to 25 and very comfortable. And the next day you wake up and it's gone up to 35 and it's rainy, and then it stops, the sun comes out, and then it rains again, and then it gets more humid and humid and humid. And this is one of those places where after living in Asia now for, well, more than 9 years, you come into this, that you kind of arrange your life around getting around town and running off to air conditioning. Now, there's certain areas of Taipei which are quite amusing, because a lot of the shops will have their air conditioning on full blast. I mean, just on the highest it can go, but they leave their doors open. Go figure. So you can walk by these shops downtown Taipei, and as you're walking by the shop, keep cool from all the cool air rushing out of the stores. And recently, there was a funny news article because some of the shops were complaining that they're paying too much for electricity during the summertime. And I went, well, wait a minute, maybe if you close your door and not put the air conditioning on so high, you would probably pay a lot less. Anyway, that they didn't figure that out yet, which is rather amusing. And it is so hot today because just about an hour ago, before we came in to record the show, I was having a coffee with our technician, Kevin, at a coffee shop just around the corner, and it poured. I mean, if you've seen rain in your part of the world and you think, oh, this is, it's really raining, you haven't seen rain until you've seen it rain here. And it stopped, And then all of a sudden the sun came out and the whole street was like a sauna. And it's so, so uncomfortable. And here, we're kind of lucky that we are in an air-conditioned environment. But the problem, I think I mentioned to you from the first show, they were exchanging the air conditioner on the roof for a new one. Well, it wasn't installed right. And they fixed the water problem. But the air conditioner is kind of, well, there's two controls on it. One is on and one is off. So we were in the studio for about half an hour. We turned it on because it was too hot. And then it became like a deep freeze. And then we turned it off again. And then it became like a sauna. So we're kind of turning it off in 10-minute intervals because the temperature control that is by the door doesn't seem to be working. Ah, oh, c'est la vie, so they say. Okay, we're going to have a little bit more music right now. When we come back, we'll go to some of the listener comments that have come in. Going to listeners this time, we're going to be cutting to listeners in the UK, a listener in Egypt, and a listener in Tennessee. But first, an album, which is one of my favorite groups for Latin American music. They're called Los Paraguayos, and here they are with a song that all of you know, La Bamba, on Happy Station, here to listeners in North America and around the world.
El inocente, porque me gusta chica de 15 a 20 y arriba y arriba y arriba iré. Yo no soy marinero, por ti seré. Bamba la bamba bamba, bamba la bamba bamba, bamba la bamba bamba, bamba la bamba bamba. Ay, longo, li longo, li longo.
Mi sombrero me lo quito, me lo pongo.
Ay, longo, li longo, li longo.
Mi sombrero me lo quito, me lo pongo.
¡Hia!
Muy bonita, tiene gracia de a montón.
Bamba la bamba bamba, bamba la bamba bamba, bamba la bamba bamba, bamba la bamba bamba. Arilongo, arilongo, arilongo.
Mi sombrero me lo quito y me lo pongo.
Arilongo, arilongo, arilongo.
Mi sombrero me lo quito y me lo pongo.
Bamba, bamba, bamba.
La Bamba en Los Paraguayos, aquí con la Estación de la Alegría para todo el mundo y también los amigos desde Cuba, Venezuela, México, Argentina, Brasil. Hope you enjoyed that. Anyway, we're now going to go to our section of recorded messages that have been sent in by a number of listeners around the world. And I'm going to say it again, but if you don't hear it on today's show, don't worry, because it'll be played on the next one. And that's only because, to be fair, I thought the best way to do it would be to play them in the order that they come in. Now, you can send your recorded message in by recording an MP3 file at your end and then emailing it along. So we'll take a listen to these messages, and then when I come back, I'll tell you how you can do that. So first, we're going to kick off with a listener in the United Kingdom, and then to an American who's living in Cairo, Egypt, who picked us up at 1515 UTC 2 weeks ago, and then to Noble, all the way in Tennessee. And Noble, I want to thank you for sending in your reception reports, because they're very useful to find out if the signal's coming through clear in your area. So, over to all of you right now.
Hi Keith, it's very nice to speak to you, and thank you for bringing back the Happy Station. My name is Mike, and I live in Bournemouth, which is on the beautiful Jurassic Coast in the south of England. I've been a lifelong DXer. I suppose I started DXing in about 1965, and I was thrilled to receive my first QSL card, which was from Radio Norway, for their English transmission on 11850 kilohertz, which in those days was called 25.32 meters. Over the next few years, I listened regularly to Eddie Starr on Sunday mornings here in the UK on the Happy Station. And in August 1968, I was pleased to receive a special QSR card from Hilversum for the transmission at 1430 GMT on 6020 kilohertz. It was a special card because it celebrated 40 years broadcasting of Eddie's Happy Station show. I well recall Eddie's original and bubbly presentation style and his famous slogans like "Keep in touch with the Dutch" and "Nice cuppa," which of course is a cup of tea. Eddie was a very special person, and so many listeners of my age have many happy memories of his programs. In later years, I also enjoyed Tom's programs, although by that time, other interests took more of my teenage years. Thank you again, Keith. I look forward to many years to come of the Happy Station. It's great to have you back. Cheerio from Mike.
Hi, this is Paul in Cairo, Egypt. Keep listening to Happy Station on shortwave. We're glad you're out there. Salamu alaikum from Cairo, Egypt.
This is Noble in Clinton, Tennessee, and you are listening to the Happy Station show with Keith Perron on 9955 kilohertz, Radio Miami International.
Well, I want to thank each and every one of you whose message was used on today's show. And of course, if you want to send in a recorded message, it's very easy to do. Now, the first way is by recording an MP3 at your end and then emailing it. You have up to 2 minutes to fill. The email address to send it to is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Again, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Now, a few people wrote me in saying they don't know how to record an MP3 file, and is there another way to do it? Well, yes, another way is by sending along your phone number, and we can give you a call, and you can record it over the telephone. And somebody even sent their message in, which I think we're using on the show for May 6th. They sent their message in on audio cassette. So you can also send an audio cassette if you want, or a CDR. And I will give out the postal information during mail call. So you have time now to get a pencil and paper to be able to write down our, it's not a postal address, it's a whole novel. But the easiest way, of course, is by emailing an MP3 file. Again, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Okay, now time for more music. Let's take a listen to Tom Meyer with a song that all of you know. The song was composed by Billy Joel and was a big hit for him many, many moons ago. Just the Way You Are, here on Happy Station.
Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me down before. Don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I wouldn't leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come this far. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I'll take you just the way you are. Don't go trying some new fashion. Don't change the color of your hair. You always have my unspoken passion, although I might not seem to care. I don't want clever conversation. I never want to work that hard. I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are. I need to know that you will always be the same old someone that I knew. What will it take till you believe in me? The way that I believe in you. I said I love you, and that's forever. And this I promise from the heart. I could not love you any better. I love you just the way you are.
Just the Way You Are, Tom Meyer, here on the Happy Station Show. Well, it's now time to dip into our mailbag, which this horse that we brought out of retirement is being fussier and fussier every week that we come into the studio. Whoops, I just dropped something. What was that? What was that noise? We don't know. Okay. Or unless I drop something. Unless I knock something off the table, which I don't know. But anyway, like I said, this horse has been getting a bit more funny, shall we say, and now he wants his stable air conditioned. Well, that I don't really blame him for, because it is incredibly hot right now. So we dipped into the budget again, and this time bought him an air conditioner, and he seems happy and content with his stable master and the oats and the apples and now the air conditioner. So I can hear him coming right now. He's just down the street. All right, now time to dip into our mailbag. For not just mail, but also a package that came in, which I'll get to in a moment. The first letter that I want to get to is from a listener by the name of Warren Wolf Jr. He lives in Mobile, Alabama. No, it's Mobile, Alabama. And he picked us up on 9955 kilohertz. And it was the first time that he actually heard the show. He says, I picked up Happy Station on my shortwave radio. The signal was clear and I enjoyed the music and positive attitude. And he just got his very first shortwave radio. So let me ask you, Warren, is this the first time that you're writing in for a QSL card? Let me know. Okay, the next one. Actually, I should say three we're going to get to are from the same person, John O'Neill in Astoria, New York. And this is actually the, now he sent in four, which means I think he's really determined to win one of those two radios that we're giving away, because we're having a contest to win one of two shortwave radios, a Sanjin ATS-909. And a Sanjin ATS-806A. And he sent in four reception reports in total. First one, when we first started the show, and now another three. The first one has a picture of a seagull. Now, I don't know if you took the picture. The next one, I presume, is the radio that you're listening to the show on. It's a Realistic, which is made by Radio Shack. A DX440. And the next picture is a bridge. I don't know what bridge, but because I can't really tell from the picture, but if you can let me know, because I'd like to find out. We were kind of discussing it here in the studio, and he thinks it's the Brooklyn Bridge. I don't think so. It doesn't look like the Brooklyn Bridge. Or maybe he's right and maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. So, John, thank you very much. And just to let you know, if you do send in like three or four reception reports, that means you have three and four more chances to win one of those two radios. The next one is from the United Kingdom, from Bruce Goodwin, who sent us an email way before the first show aired, saying that he was looking forward to tuning in again. And he listened to us. So, Bruce, thank you very much. Your QSL card is on the way. In the post box was another card, but there was nothing on it, except it was telling me that I had to go to the post office and pick up something. Well, I went to the post office, and to my surprise was a package. Now, at first, I thought it was an LP that I had ordered online, but no, it was an LP sent to me from Bradley Thompson in Stowe, Vermont, who's been listening to us on shortwave. And what makes this album very special, and I'm going to, Bradley, I will take very good care of it. Let me tell you first about the album. The name of the LP is called Great Marches and Fanfares. The artist is the group is the Royal Dutch Air Force Band, and was released in 1957. Well, Bradley got this LP when he visited Holland in 1962, and the album was given to him by Eddie Starts. Now, Bradley didn't say this on the letter, which was the first thing that I read, but I turned the album over, and guess what? Eddie Starts autographed it. On the back, it says, To my good friend, Bradley in the USA, yours forever, Eddie. And then in brackets, Don Eduardo. So, thank you very much for this. This is quite amazing. And when I took the record out of the sleeve, I think somebody in the Radio Netherlands music library is probably missing a record, because there is a sticker on it from the Radio Nederland Wildomromp Music Library. So I'm wondering if we should maybe return it. I don't want to, because the charge for returning, you know, a late book at the library could sometimes be ludicrous. So anyway, thank you very much, Bradley, for that. And I sent something special to you in return for sending along this very, very nice gift. So if you want to get in touch with us and send in your reception reports to enter the lucky draw for one of those two shortwave radios that I just mentioned, you have to send a snail mail. Now, this is the address, okay? Here we go. Happy Station, 8th floor, okay? Lane 31, Section 1, Sanmin Road. That's Sanmin Road, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. I'll repeat that again. Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, Lane, L-A-N-E, 31, Section 1, S-E-C-T-I-O-N 1, Sanmin Road, that's S-A-N like Norman, M like Mother, I-N Road, Taipei, well, you know how to spell Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. And by the way, if you send in one reception report, you get entered once. And if you enter, if you want to enter again, you send in another reception report. It's that simple. Now, if you didn't have time to write that address down, you can send me an email and I can forward it to you. pcj.happystation@gmail.com, or you can also log on to the Radio Miami International website at www.wrmi.net. Click on Happy Station and you will get the information. All right, let's now have some more music. Let's take a listen to a cut from that album sent in to us from Bradley Thompson in Stowe, Vermont. And I'd like to find out when Eddie maybe played this album. There's nothing on it. There's some notes on it from when the album was played, but I'm not sure if it's for Happy Station or not. The one on here, which is like the most recent, says March... what is it? No. Sorry, not March. December 21st, 1960. So I don't know. I don't know if it was Happy Station or what, but I'd like to find out. So here are the Royal Dutch Air Force Band with Them Brass on the Happy Station. Royal Dutch Air Force Band with Them Brass. an LP that was sent to us from Bradley Thompson in Stowe, Vermont, who's been listening to Happy Station since the early 1950s. And this LP was given to him in 1962 when he visited the Netherlands, and Eddie also signed it in the back. So he sent it along to us. And I'm very surprised that you would even send it. And I'm very, very grateful. And I sent something to you in return, so let me know when you get it. Okay, now, the Happy Station listeners out there, each and every one of you, you're very, very special. And so many of you do very interesting jobs. Now, one of them in particular, by the name of Thomas Witherspoon, who actually wrote me an email before I started doing Happy Station again in March, he came across a commentary that I did for the National Association of Shortwave Broadcasters. And he said, oh, by the way, I wear two hats. And I said, okay, two hats, must be one with a top hat or something. But no, he is also the executive director of an organization called Ears to Our World. Now, after reading their website and talking to him a bit more in detail, it is very, very good work that they're doing, and it's very amazing work that they're doing. Basically, to sum it up very quickly, they are providing shortwave radios, but not ordinary shortwave radios, the self-powered ones, to teachers and schools in Africa. So when he told me this, and after I read the website, I went, you know, I should call him up. A lot of people might be interested in hearing about this. So here is our conversation that we had a few days ago with Thomas Witherspoon, executive director of Ears to Our World. Joining me on the line now is Thomas Witherspoon, a listener of the Happy Station all the way in North Carolina, correct? Not South Carolina, right? North Carolina.
That's correct. Yes, North Carolina, the mountains of North Carolina.
All right. Let me ask you, how do you define yourself as a listener? Are you a regular shortwave listener or somebody who just tunes in every now and again?
Well, I'm a regular shortwave listener. It's easy for me to pick up the Happy Station on WRMI, so that's easy for me to hear. And I'm a long time, ever since I was 8 years old, probably shortwave listener.
So how long have you been listening to Happy Station?
Well, I listened to it some in the early 90s, and I've been listening to your shows. I think I've probably only missed one show so far.
Okay, so you remember Tom Meyer, of course.
Yes.
Wow, okay. Yes.
It's good to hear him on there too, by the way.
Okay, cool. You hear that right now. It was interesting when you sent me the email, which I was surprised about, because you said that you wear another hat, and you're the executive director of a grassroots humanitarian organization called Ears to Our World, which supplies shortwave radios to countries in Africa, correct?
Yes, correct. Actually, what we do is we supply self-powered shortwave radios. Right now, the Grundig FR200 is the radio we're using. We supply those to teachers who are in parts of the world where they don't have electricity or access to the internet or other communications.
You know, it was funny because you commented on a commentary that I did about shortwave radio, and you said something interesting that you would love to bring some of these managers to Africa to let them see for themselves.
Yeah. I think people forget that shortwave radio, we're so caught up in the internet age, we forget that shortwave is still a vital communication link with the rest of the world for a large population of the planet. You know, in Africa and the places where we send radios, they don't have electricity, and a lot of the news they get is word of mouth. And batteries, you know, they're familiar with radios and use shortwave radios, but batteries there are extremely expensive compared to, you know, for the cost of living. So our radios kind of circumvent that, and I think that shortwave broadcasters need to be aware, you know, how vital news is to teachers there and to, you know, other people in the community, and how important it is, and how many listeners they have who really don't have a voice to come back and tell these broadcasters how important their information is.
You know what's interesting, Thomas, is just a while ago, and I don't remember exactly where I read this, but somebody said that if shortwave had been invented now in 2009, people would be so excited over it to be able to broadcast to an area of the world using something as simple as shortwave. But because it's from the Marconi era, about 100 years ago or so, people are kind of like not paying as much attention to it.
That's very correct. You know, the amazing thing about it is it's such an incredibly simple technology, especially on the receiver end. Our radios, by the way, which were very generously donated by Universal Radio and Eton Corporation. Eton's actually given us hundreds of radios. These radios are very simple. They can be used anywhere. They're durable. And you turn them on, and there's the whole world. It doesn't require any wires, no internet, no nothing. And to top it all off, it's hard for people to jam the signals of every single shortwave broadcaster. So in areas with, you know, a lot of political troubles, you know, you can still pick up a shortwave radio and hear the world. And people forget about that. You know, internet technologies are much more vulnerable to being capped off and people can restrict your access to that, but it's hard to with shortwave radio.
Well, yeah, I know from my own personal experience, having lived in China for 8 years, big broadcasters like the BBC and Voice of America would be constantly jammed, but I was able to pick up a frequency, let's say, for Europe or Africa with no problem.
Yes, yeah. And these teachers, you know, that we're sending radios to, the great thing is they get to hear many, many different voices. You know, they listen to, these radios can pick up pretty much everything, a very wide spectrum of the shortwave band. So that they can listen to, you know, Voice of America, Radio China, they can listen to, you know, a lot of national stations in Africa, and they can hear the world. So they can listen to a bunch of different voices and form their own opinions about the news. And they can pick it up no matter where they are, where they're traveling, how remote they are. They can always pick this up. In fact, ironically, especially here in North America, I keep telling people here, their selection in Africa is much better than ours. which makes me want to move to Africa sometime.
Well, Thomas, let me ask you quickly, because we were running out of time, but if somebody wants more information of Ears to the World, where can they go?
You can visit us online. We have a website. It's earstourworld.org. It's earstourworld.org. No hyphens, no nothing in there. Mm-hmm. And if you need to contact me, there's a contact page on there, which will send an email to me. We're always looking for volunteers, and also if you feel like giving some money to us to help pay for shipping, we'll gladly accept that as well. But Keith, I really appreciate you letting me come on to the Happy Station show and be a part of this and tell a little bit about what we're doing.
No problem, Thomas. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
And I was speaking there with Thomas Witherspoon, who's the executive director of Ears to Our World. Check them out online, earstourworld.org. That's earstourworld, all one word, .org. And I want to say a special hello to Chrissy Brand in the United Kingdom. She is the editor of the monthly journal put out by the British DX Club. The magazine is called Communication. And she sent me the April 2009 edition, which has a copy of the Happy Station QSL card on the front with a little, a small little article on the inside. So, Chrissy, thank you very much for that. Okay, let's now take a listen to a singer who I happen to like very much. His name is Manfred Krug. Now, some of you are not going to be aware of that name. Actually, many of you are not going to be aware of that name, but there's some German listeners of ours who may know him. He was a big superstar in the former German Democratic Republic, otherwise known as East Germany. He would sing rock and roll, folk music, and did a lot of jazz and has an amazing voice. And he also would record songs that were made popular by groups like the Rolling Stones, the Beatles. And this one, which you know for sure, it was made popular by the Animals. The group is called, the song is called The House of New Orleans, or in German, Ist eine Stadt in New Orleans.
Es steht ein Haus in New Orleans. Ein Haus weit ab vom Glück. Dort warten sie schon lang auf ihn. Doch er kommt nie zurück. Es waren zwei Königskinder, die hatten einander so lieb. Sein Vater war so black. Du kriegst das Weib um keinen Preis. Verschwinde oder verreck.
Es steht ein Haus in New Orleans, and I made a mistake translating the title of the song. It actually should be House of the Rising Sun. I called it something else, didn't I? Manfred Krug from the former German Democratic Republic, and I have a CD of his stuff, and it is quite amazing. It is just a very, very talented singer. Well, you know what? How about we squeeze in one more piece of music? Do you think that's a good idea? Well, the other day, as I was record shopping, there's a shop that I go to here in Taipei called Jingo, and they have literally thousands of LPs. And I was asking the owner, I said, where do you get all them from? He says, well, he goes to the UK a lot, and he buys up old music libraries. And I figured this out after one record that I bought, because on the back had a sticker for London Weekend Television. It said Music Department of London Weekend Television. Others had Music Department for Granada Television and Thames Television, etc., etc. So we're going to take a listen now to one of those. Here's Mama Cass, Cass Elliott, from the Mamas and the Papas, but this is some of her solo material that she did after the Mamas and Papas broke up. It's Make Your Own Kind of Music, here on the Happy Station and La Estación de la Alegría.
There's only one song worth singing. They may try and sell you, 'cause it hangs them up to see someone like you. But you've gotta make your own kind of music, sing your own special song. Make your own kind of music, even if nobody else sings. To do your thing,
Cass Elliott, otherwise known as Mama Cass, with Make Your Own Kind of Music. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Happy Station. But once again, if you want to get in touch with me with your reception report and have a chance to enter the lucky draw for one of two shortwave radios that I'm giving away, a SenGen ATS-909 and SenGen ATS-606, please do so. The postal address, one more time, is Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Section 1, Sanmin Road, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. And if you need to have time to write that down, send me an email, pcj.happystation@gmail.com, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And check out the WRMI website for more information about the show at www.wrmi.net. Okay, until next time, friends, all I can say is so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios, amigos, and sayonara.
This is The Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kHz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.